Good morning. Joining us this morning is Mary Beth Pfeiffer, projects writer for the Poughkeepsie Journal. Good morning, Mary Beth.
Good morning, David.
Well, it's so great to talk to you. I know you have been actively looking at the issue of Lyme disease, something that affects so many folks in our seven-state listening area. And it starts, too, with a personal experience, doesn't it?
Well, it does for many people. It didn't start that way for me. I actually contracted Lyme disease shortly after beginning my research. It was quickly cleared up, though, which is not the case for many people.
And, of course, the issue being how to treat Lyme disease, and there have been some doctors' guidelines in place that are being questioned and dealt with not only in New York but in Vermont. So explain to us what the issue is with this tick-borne disease.
Well, Lyme disease is a very controversial disease, and the key question that is in dispute is it a chronic disease? In other words, does it not respond to a simple course of 3 or 4 weeks of doxycycline? Some people say it does not, that the spirochete that causes Lyme disease persists in the body. Others, and this is the prevailing medical wisdom, maintains that it does, that if you have ongoing symptoms of Lyme disease, it's caused by something else, some residual damage perhaps that has been caused by the Lyme disease but is not continuing because of the presence of the pathogen. But today I'd actually like to speak about something a little different in the Lyme disease arena, and that is Lyme disease in pets and in domesticated animals, something I haven't yet written about, but I am researching now.
What are you finding out?
I am finding out some really interesting stuff. Lyme disease is really prevalent in dogs, as a lot of dog owners know. It's also very prevalent. Perhaps 50% of horses in our area have been infected with Lyme disease and are actively infected with it. This came as a surprise to me, but it shouldn't, because there are really so many ticks out there that are infected and are, in fact, multiply infected. So it's not just that you as a human being or your pet, even cattle are being infected with Lyme disease, but all of those animals, those entities, can be infected with more than one pathogen. And in some research I was just looking at this morning, 11% of ticks tested in Dutchess County had more than one pathogen, up to 3 of them, in fact. So this is a really big threat, not just for people, but for our pets and the animals we keep.
I'm talking with Mary Beth Pfeiffer. She's the projects writer for the Poughkeepsie Journal. She's written about Lyme disease in humans and now researching and investigating Lyme disease in animals. Mary Beth, thanks so much for your good works and for joining us this morning.
Thank you, David.
And to read more about this, you can go to Poughkeepsie Journal/Lyme to find out more.